Well, USDA Strike Force Initiative encompasses efforts from several entities.
It's several federal agencies, you know, all of USDA. We're working with state agencies. We're working with local agencies. We're working with local partners in our soil and water conservation districts and organizations to try to make this thing work for all the citizens out there in the Strike Force counties.
That's Alabama NRCS State Conservationist Dr. Bill Puckett, who adds that they now have more funding to help make the initiative work.
We got an additional $1.75 million in EQIP funds and WIP funds to fund some additional contracts in the Strike Force counties. And with that, we're not actually going to announce a new sign-up. What we're going to do is fund the backlog of applications that we already have on hand. You know, every year, we take sign-ups continuously, and we get more applications than we can fund. So what we've decided to do with these funds is to fund a lot of the applications that we already have on hand.
And Dr. Puckett gives more details regarding what they hope the additional funding will help accomplish.
We got EQIP funds, about $1.25 million for EQIP, and then we got an additional $500,000 in WIP. And the WIP dollars, we're going to fund more longleaf and the gopher tortoise program. And, of course, the EQIP funds will be for general EQIP.
For more information about the Strike Force Initiative, visit the Alabama NRCS website at al.nrcs.usda.gov. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.